Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com. This is Jason in the House.
Welcome to the Jason in the House podcast. I happen to be Jason Chaffetz, and I appreciate your time. You're going to enjoy this. This week we have Julie Banderas. You've seen her on Fox News, and I'm excited to talk to her. You know, it's the kind of person I've interacted with a lot. I've seen her. She's perpetually happy. You never know what she's going to say, because that's what keeps us on our toes with Julie. But I've never, like, I don't know her background. I don't know where she came from. I don't know. But that's what this is all about, because she definitely has a perspective. She likes to bring that to the table. And I definitely want to be able to have that discussion with her. And I think we'll enjoy it. All right. So before we get to Julie Banderas, let me just highlight here, because guess what? There's always somebody doing something stupid somewhere. All right. I'm going back to my home state of Utah, starting it off. This one just bothers me. I mean, it really bothers me, because this is the headline, KSL.com. Man with 114 prior arrests charged in connection with a fatal hit-and-run crash. Now, don't know if he's guilty on this, but the idea that you have been a career criminal, that the record would reflect that you have had run-on, not just run-ins with the law, but convictions on 114 prior arrests. Now, just because you're arrested doesn't mean you're convicted, right? But 114 arrests, that's a stunningly high number. And so what happens? The allegation is, and again, just an allegation, is that he's charged now in connection with a fatal hit and run. So some people say, look, I'm on the side of understanding that people come into the legal system and 95% of them are coming back out. We got to make sure that we get the rate of recidivism down. But when you have somebody who the recidivism is so high, there is a responsibility, I think, to the community to say, hey, we're not doing this anymore. And that, to me, is just stupid to keep having that come on. All right, number two, this comes out of KABC TV. They reported that Tesla driver was charged in California attacks, arrested again, this time for road rage in Hawaii. A Tesla driver charged with attacking motorist vehicles with a pipe in the Los Angeles area has been arrested again for allegedly assaulting two women during a road rage incident in Honolulu. Relax, people, just relax. All right, Joe Biden, you get spot number three on this list, because you just don't know when it's time to exit the stage. Here's the headline, FoxNews.com. Biden's media blitz met with Democratic disdain, wishes he would go away. One of the problems with the Biden family is they need to make money, and they don't know how to make money now that they're not in power, because that's really, in my opinion, what they were selling, access to power. And now they don't have it. Now they don't have a skill set. You have a failure to launch in Hunter Biden, and it's going to be fascinating to see how this plays out. But Joe Biden wants to keep going out there in front of the TV cameras like he did on The View. Go, Joe, go! But Democrats, they're saying, no, Joe, no. Interesting how that's playing out.
More Jason in the House next.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Warning, the national debt is spiraling out of control. Trade wars are causing record volatility, and inflation could make a devastating comeback. Will you sit on the sidelines and wait, or will you take action today to help protect your hard-earned retirement savings? And what if you could do it tax and penalty-free? Find out more by requesting your free 2025 gold and silver kit from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Plus, you could get an unlimited instant match on bonus silver if you qualify. Call 855-969-GOLD to learn more. That's 855-969-GOLD. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
Seems everything costs more these days. Gas, groceries, and when's the last time you checked your wireless bill? When it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Switch to Consumer Cellular and get your second month free for a limited time. You'll get the same fast, reliable nationwide coverage without the Big Wireless bill. Plans start at just $20 a month. Here's Veronica and Jackie, real customers.
I didn't know that I could get something for a lot less money that was actually better than who I was with before.
Anytime anybody complains about their cell phone bill, we say, you've got to check out Consumer Cellular.
And now for a limited time, new customers can get their second month free when they use promo code SECONDFREE. Just call, click, or bring us your bill and see how much you can save. Because when it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit a store near you, or consumercellular.com and use code SECONDFREE to get a free second month. Real people paid to share their opinions in this ad. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
October 30th, 1974. It was the Rumble in the Jungle. World heavyweight champion George Foreman and former world champion Muhammad Ali entered the ring in Zaire in one of the first Don King promoted boxing matches. Muhammad Ali regained the world title from a younger and stronger Foreman and spoke to the press after the fight.
I had one hell of a rumble. I had to beat Tarzan behind first for claiming to be the king in the jungle. For this fight, I've wrestled with alligators. I've tussled with the whale. I done handcuffed lightning and put thunder in jail. You know I'm bad. I have murdered a rock. I injured a stone and I hospitalized a brick. I'm so bad I make medicine sick. I'm so fast, man. I can run through a hurricane and don't get wet.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
This is Poll Parade with Fox News Director of Polling, Dana Blandon.
As we continue thinking about the early days of Donald Trump's second term, our Fox News survey checked in with voters about their 2024 choice for president. Regardless of who they pulled the lever for, 85% remain satisfied with how they voted. And among Trump supporters, it's 89%. That's a lot, but it's down from 97% who were satisfied 8 years ago at the start of his first term. Back then, 80% of voters overall said they wanted Trump to succeed. Today, 62% feel that way, an 18-point drop compared to 2017. While the number of Republicans who want him to succeed holds steady at more than 9 in 10, the share of Democrats and independents who say they want Trump to succeed has plummeted by 30 points or more. Even so, that still means many in the country are rooting for Trump, even if they didn't vote for him or they disapprove of what he's doing. I'm Dana Blanton. That's your Poll Parade.
This is House Call for Health. The third person to receive an implant from Elon Musk's brain-computer interface company Neuralink as part of a clinical trial reveals himself.
Hi, I am Brad Smith.
Using his brain to post on X. He's from Arizona, living with ALS, and he can't speak or move. Smith relies on a ventilator for breathing. Neuralink is allowing him to communicate.
This is my old voice. narrating this video.
He's typing with his brain, inviting people to ask him anything and adding thank you at Elon Musk. The circular device is about the size of 5 quarters stacked together, robotically implanted into the motor cortex of the brain. Threads placed a few millimeters into the brain collect neural firings that are decoded to control a computer's cursor and type messages. Smith also posting that the whole Neuralink experience has been fantastic and has improved his life so much. He says he's happy to be involved in something big that will help many people. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
It's Jason in the house.
Time to move on because, you know what? We got a great guest coming, Julie Banderas.
Thanks for joining us.
You know, I was mentioning on the podcast before you actually sat down.
Yeah.
Like, I've known you. You're always fun. You're always energetic. But I don't, like, know anything about how you and I came to be sitting here today.
Well, we used to do the big weekend show, which occasionally once in a blue moon I'll do it. You know, I think I'm coming up on a date sometime this month, but I've got one
coming up.
Do you really? Okay, we're going to have to check and see. Yes. But we always have a lot of fun when we do that because it's a very laid-back sort of environment.
And now it's 2 hours.
Wait, do you remember when I first met you, I mispronounced your name?
Oh, I'm sure. Does not distinguish you from most.
Okay, but I'll never forget it. Like, it was the first time we ever met in person. I was America's Newsroom, and I was like, Jason Chavitz. And
You didn't even get Jason right on that one.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I just screwed that up. So I said Jason Chavitz on the air, and then after the air, you were, like, so sweet. You were probably cringing. And then after, you politely said to me in the commercial, you're like, it's Chavitz. And I'm like, duly noted.
It happens to me 12 times. A day. Nobody, they just can't.
Well, it looks like Chaffetz.
It does.
Doesn't it? I mean, there's two F's in it.
Yeah, but it's a long
name. So phonetically speaking, I don't know.
It's just, yeah.
In the English language, usually one A with two F's is A. It's a short F. I'm just saying.
It's the ets that.
Yes. Yeah. Well, that part too, but it's the AFF. That's F. But anyway, it's okay. You can mispronounce your name. Keep going.
I've gotten used to it. It is funny because I can tell if people have watched Fox or not because they've learned, like,
right.
They've heard it enough now that they're like, oh, Chaffetz.
At the time were probably like, girl, have you not been watching TV? It's not my first rodeo. Like, it's not the first time I've been on television.
No, I didn't think that.
Okay, good.
But I thought.
Because I hate mispronouncing people's names. Like, I always feel so guilty if I mispronounce somebody's name.
Well, when I first got into politics, Chaffetz.com was available.
I couldn't believe
it. Like, nothing's available on the internet, right?
Yeah.
But I thought, because nobody can spell it.
Mm,
and so
possibly,
that's why I went with Jason in the house.
I like Jason.
And that was available.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that makes sense.
So that's the website?
What would you be? What's your Banderas? Everybody could spell that, right?
Yeah.
Julie?
And there aren't many Banderases. I don't know what I would be.
What is that? What is that nationality?
Banderas is actually, you do realize that that's not my birth name, right? It's a television name. I think I told you this story. I'm not sure.
No.
My last name is Bidwell. And then I went into television many years ago in New York City.
What's wrong with Bidwell?
Exactly. That's what I thought. Then I got a job at Fox 5 in New York City. It was a news director that specifically wanted to appeal to the Hispanic demographic in New York City, and they asked me to go with my maiden name, my mother's maiden name. I was single, and asked me to go with my mother's maiden name. I said, no, I don't want it. My mother's maiden name was Rodriguez. We don't like her maiden name. We don't like it. I'm like, I am not going to be Rodriguez. They're like, okay. So this was all through my agent, and I'm coming from Connecticut, getting a job in the number one market, so I'm really excited.
Right.
So my agent's like, look, Julie, this could be a deal breaker. I'm like, are you freaking kidding me?
You're not going to get the job?
I might not get the job because I'm going to sell out on my father's name that I'm very proud of. It's a British name. He's a successful person in the state of Connecticut. And I was really proud of the name Bidwell and still am. So I never legally changed it ever. But they asked me if I could go with mother's maiden name. I said no to Rodriguez. And I was like, that's too common of a name and I don't like it. And then they said, okay, pick a name. I'm like, you're kidding. I have to pick a name. I'll never forget it.
How much time did they give you?
No, we had a few weeks, a couple weeks. So my sister started literally looking through on the internet for celebrity last names. So she's like, Lopez, you could be J-Lo. I'm like, that's not even funny. I'm not kidding. That was one of the runner-ups.
Yes.
And then she said, wait, what about Antonio Banderas? It's the same initial, JB. And I liked that because I'm like, oh, well, at least I'm somewhat authentic. Not really. And so I went with Banderas, and they said, sure, it's Banderas cool sounds good.
It is a cool name.
My mom had a best friend who has since passed, you know, years before this, but her last name was Rufino. Her name was Julie Rufino. She was a famous singer in South America. I was named after her. So I thought, okay, let's pay homage to her. You know, let's go with Rufino. They said, no, that doesn't sound, it was Colombian. No, that doesn't sound Spanish enough. That sounds Italian. I mean, this is what I went through.
Yeah.
I kid you not.
Wow. I never had to go. So having dark, thick eyebrows and dark, curly hair.
Right.
It doesn't matter where I'm at. People think, like, I remember once being in Tunisia, and the guy in the bazaar, my wife still smiles, and he said, you from here? And I'm like, no, I'm not from here.
Oh, that's
I remember
so
being
funny.
In Japan.
Right.
And then they're like, no, not from Japan.
Yeah.
Or when people say, what are you? And I say, well, tell me, what do you think?
That's funny.
I get a lot of Pacific Islander.
I get a lot of Jewish, Iranian. I mean, I could be Middle Eastern or Hispanic or
did
like
you do
nobody
one of those
knows.
DNA tests?
No, I didn't. I should.
Ancestry.
Like a you and me and three or something. What is
well,
it?
Well, they went out of business, I think.
Oh, they did. You're right.
I could be wrong. But I did it.
Yeah. Did you really?
And I told my brother to do it too. And because my brother's like, no.
Wait, that's
I
such a
see
good idea. I think I'm going to do this.
And I just
maybe
wanted
I'll
to see if
my name
parents'
again.
Story was accurate.
Right.
Which it was. But my brother's like, I don't know. I think you got a little Pacific Islander. I want to see if you got a little.
What are your parents' background?
So my mom's like English, German, you know, European like that. But my dad is like Eastern European. So we're talking like Lithuania, Poland, Belarus, Russia, kind of those boundaries have all changed through the years. Right. So that's where Chaffetz comes from, which actually is a derivative of Heifetz.
Interesting.
Follow violin, Yasha Heifetz, the famous violin.
Yeah.
Somehow, like, distantly related. But, and so when they came over, it ended up Chaffetz. There are a few more Chaffetzes in the world that have one F. Mine has two.
Right.
But not very many
they
of us.
They probably don't mispronounce their name as often as you do.
No, but I just, when they ask my ethnicity, and then our, you know, some of our kids, you know, they're like, what nationality is that? Because my wife's like almost all Swedish.
Oh,
you know,
really?
So like, you know, Julie Johnson.
Julie Johnson.
Like,
no. And what's her first name?
Julie.
It is Julie. Okay. I wasn't sure if you were playing on my name when you said that.
No, like, no. But being from Sweden, they can't pronounce their J's.
No,
so they
no. Julie.
And
that's
Jason.
Like when I get a Starbucks sometimes and they ask me for my name and I say Julie and then they spell it Y-U-L-I. I'm like, where in the heck did that come from? Well, I didn't say Julie. I said Julie. They actually, who misspells? I mean, if you think Chaffetz is bad, how do you misspell Julie?
I don't know.
Or I get July sometimes. People actually write July on my Starbucks cup. And I'm like, nope,
Julie.
I said Julie. I didn't say July or Yuli. But whatever. Yeah. People don't know how to spell these days.
Yeah, Jason, J-A-Y. No.
People are too reliant on autocorrect, I believe. I really, truly think
that. Oh, I know.
Yeah,
you know what I hate about it? When I do a voice to text, it always, and I say Fox, two X's.
Oh, does it really?
What's up with the two
what
X's?
What is a Fox with two X's?
I don't know.
There's no such thing.
I think they're doing it on purpose.
Yeah, because they don't like Fox. Apple doesn't like Fox.
I have to go back, correct. okay, so let's go back to growing up.
Yeah.
So you're from Connecticut?
I was born and raised in Connecticut. And then
do you have brothers, sisters?
I have one sister, and she is an interesting character. She and I both are in a similar industry where she's not in news, but she's the executive producer of all major reality shows. So she helped find the Kardashians. She launched Keeping Up with the Kardashians. She was the showrunner, executive producer of that for many, many years. All the spinoffs from Khloe and Kourtney Take the Hamptons to Miami to New York and did all of that. Right now, she's the showrunner, executive producer for The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives, which is the number one show on Hulu right now.
Great.
And they just are in the process of their second season. I know you couldn't care less. And so she does reality
TV. No, I'm from Utah. I'm a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Oh, well, then there you go.
Secret Lives of Mormon Wives.
Okay,
just,
well,
like,
they're scandalous. So you are not going to be a fan of the show, probably. They are scandalous.
Call it something, but they're not quote-unquote Mormon wives.
That's no, they're not. They're sinners. Although some of them actually do follow the Mormon you know, rules about not drinking and so forth. But a couple of them are...
That didn't really land him a spot on that show.
No. I know, but you know how they became famous is on TikTok. They were called Mom Talk, and it was during the pandemic. This group of Mormon wives started Mom Talk, and they were dancing and doing all these, like, really catchy dances, which is how TikTok really took off during the pandemic. And I remember following them, and I thought they were amazing because they're beautiful. They're all well put together, long, curly, you know, beautiful, wavy hair. And then they got picked up. Hulu picked them up, and my sister's friend decided to do a reality show on them.
What was going on in your family to have two...
I know, isn't that weird?
Two daughters who, like, at the top of their game.
Yeah.
I mean,
she's a big deal.
Pretty...
I mean, she's won an Emmy. She actually...
Well, you're a big deal.
Well, I won an Emmy, too, but, like, I don't think news is as exciting. Like, what she does is exciting. I mean, she hobnobs with all the celebrities. She has worked with every celebrity you could possibly imagine. Like, flying around the world with Mariah Carey on a private jet. Like, the girl has done some pretty insane stuff and has been in every country just traveling, and she's got quite the life.
Well... But
she makes my life
on
very boring.
But how did that happen? It's rare to have one come out of the family,
right.
But you had two?
Well, so when we were growing up, it was really funny. So we didn't have devices back then. We didn't have iPads.
Right,
we didn't have cell phones, right?
Yeah.
We had my mom's camcorder, okay?
Right.
So we used to...
Just for the kids
videotape.
Listening to this... A camcorder
is a video camera that has a tape in it.
You have to kind of look this up because they're so big, awkward.
Yeah, it was a JVC. Look up JVC camcorder 1980s, and that's what you'll see what I used. And so my sister and I, naturally, I always wanted to be a reporter since I was 11 years old. I wanted to be a news anchor. Yeah. So I decided in seventh grade what I was going to be. I was 11 years old. I was at Rosarian Academy in Palm Beach, Florida. We lived there as well. And I decided that's what I wanted to be.
Are you older or younger than
I'm older by two and a half years.
Okay.
So anyway, every time that we'd go on vacation, she would grab the camera and she'd film me and I'd do fake commercials or I'd grab a brush and pretend it was a microphone and I'd pretend to be a reporter. So we have tons of footage of us as kids, which one of these days we have to like put together a little mini documentary of like just us growing up. Kind of shaping our lives. So she wouldn't go on camera. She was always behind camera. And by the way, she started as a reality TV photographer. So she worked her way up from production assistant to photographer to camera, camera operator, management of camera operator.
She had a lot of experience.
And producer. But I trained her. She can thank me for her career. So, and then she always shot me. And all our videos are of me pretending to like report on the weather. And she's just standing next to me, oblivious. And it's really cute. All our home videos.
Do you guys actually turn that into... Okay, so when you're growing up, you're obviously outgoing. You weren't bashful.
Yeah, I was quite shy, though, believe it or not. Like, I didn't come out of my shell
until... When did you, blossom out and say, hey...
I would say college, like well
really,
into
that
college.
Late.
I was shy.
Wasn't like in eighth grade.
Weird. No, I was very timid. I didn't have boyfriends. I was very innocent. No, I'm dead
serious. I'm not believing that.
I did not say bad words. I remember in seventh grade.
You don't have to say bad words to have
a
boyfriend.
No, you don't understand. I was really innocent. Like, I didn't even know what curse words were. My parents were very conservative.
Wow.
So we were shaped in a bubble. We didn't go to the movies. We weren't allowed to watch MTV, for example, because that's inappropriate content.
That's about all
like, music videos. No. And I went to all private schools and very conservative schools. So my parent, I'm not kidding. My whole childhood, I saw E.T. and Annie. That was it.
E.T.'s pretty risque.
Right, yeah. And Three Men and a Baby. That's risque.
Oh, yeah.
Nowadays, that's every day.
How would you make sense of that?
Yeah, those were the
only
three movies.
What's going on here, Mom?
I didn't watch TV. I mean, I did. I watched Chips and, like, Dukes of Hazzard.
Chips was good.
And, like, Mr. Rogers.
Whole generation missed out on Chips.
Yeah, that was a great one.
I can hear the song in my head.
Dukes of Hazzard. Oh, my God, it was the best.
Yes.
Yeah, that was the best.
Yes.
So
Boss Hog.
Yeah, and then eventually I went to college in Boston, and the way that my sister got into this was because the first serious boyfriend I ever had was in college, and we were together for many years. He worked in reality TV. Oh, this is a great behind-the-scenes fun fact story. Do you know how long I've known Rachel Campos Duffy?
Since
she was on The Real World Boston.
Okay.
We have been friends since Real World Boston. Do you know why? My ex-boyfriend, Jonathan Singer, was the producer of Real World Boston. So in The Real World, and Sean Duffy, I was there when they met. So we went to Martha's Vineyard, to Edgartown. They rented a hotel. They got them a house in Chappaquiddick, and we had cameras and monitors, and I would sit back with the production staff, and we'd watch them, sort of like watching Big Brother, right? Where they have, they're all mic'd, they all have cameras. So I'm watching their lives the whole time. And I'm watching, you know, Rachel and Sean getting to know each other. And I was on that. I was behind the scenes of that reality show.
That is interesting.
And then I eventually met Rachel. And then they ended up together. It's the craziest thing. So I've known Rachel since I was in college.
Since you have this fake Hispanic name, do you speak Spanish?
I do speak Spanish, yes.
Oh, good.
Yes, yeah.
So were you speaking Spanish with Rachel?
No, 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 no. And she wasn't speaking Spanish either, and no. Yes, no, she could.
You could.
But on the show, she was not speaking Spanish. Right, my sister and I both speak Spanish, though, because my mother's Colombian. My father was British. So we were born as Bidwells, but my mother was from Medellin, Colombia, so we're half Colombian.
Oh.
And whatever else, once I find out that blood test.
Yes.
Yeah.
Your DNA.
There's got to be some more in there.
You're listening to Jason in the House. We'll be right back with more of my conversation with Julie Banderas right after this.
A cancer diagnosis changes everything. But at Valor Oncology, located right here in Reading, you'll never face it alone. At some places, you see a rotating door of doctors, unfamiliar faces who don't know your history. But at Valor, you'll see the same expert team, a team that knows you, your treatment plan, and your journey. We have a Harvard-trained oncologist, a highly skilled female breast surgeon, compassionate and experienced nurses and nurse practitioners, and an incredibly dedicated staff that genuinely cares for you and your family. Our cutting-edge technology rivals top universities, but it's right here in Reading. You deserve the best care and a team that stays by your side. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
The only thing micro about this event are the wrestlers. Micromania returns for an action-packed event at Wind River Resort and Casino on Saturday, June 14th. Tickets for this micro event start at $15 plus fee and include $10 in free slot play. This high-flying event for those under 5 feet tall sells out fast. Get your tickets today before they're gone. Must be 21 to attend. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction market. North Valley Distributing focuses on quality and reliability. Their products include fuses, batteries, wiring devices, connectors, lighting solutions, circuit protection components, and electrical tools and more. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. A proud sponsor of the Redding Colt 45s.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Fire and Destruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Invest in your future today with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready fast with one of our high-demand career technical programs like nursing, heavy equipment, and welding. Or work on transferring to a CSU or UC with guarantee placement. Full-time students get 2 years tuition-free. Summer session begins June 9th. Click or call 242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College.
This is Jason in the house.
What do you hate about television?
I would say I hate the political divide that the other networks have created in this business. I hate how people, when you tell them, depending on where you are in the country,
right.
I hate the bias in this country where as soon as you tell them where you work, if you're a raging liberal, you tell them you work at Fox News Channel, they hate you immediately.
It's so weird.
My biggest pet peeve. I'm like, okay, do me a favor before you start making ignorant comments. Go ahead and Google me and throw out any story you want and see how I covered it, because I'm just as hard right. on both sides. Lately, I mean, during the Biden administration, it was impossible not to be always hard on Biden because he was just so ridiculous.
Right.
But I've given Trump a hard time in his first, during his first tenure. I pushed back a lot. I remember I had the RNC chairwoman on, and she thought that I was going to be defending something that Trump had said that week, and I held her to the fire, and I said, no, that's inappropriate. No,
nobody's ever accused you of being sort of a
right.
just a mouthpiece,
like a softy?
Or slack.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember when I first was brought on by Fox, I came in and met with the president, and I said, I don't know what I don't know, so tell me what I need to know.
Yeah.
And one of the first answers was, we pay for your authenticity. We just want you to be real.
That's what I love.
You don't have to agree with the president.
Yeah.
You don't have to disagree with the
right.
president. Just tell him, call
right.
balls and strikes exactly the way you see it. And I thought, wow, okay, I'm going to like this.
Isn't that so great? I mean,
And I've never had a call telling me to say something, and I've never had a call that says, oh, you really shouldn't have said that.
I've had that one. But that's because you're a lot more diplomatic than I am.
There's one time where I felt like I said something and I had to apologize.
I was a little tough on Rudy Giuliani back in the, I'll give you a behind the scenes story of the Roger Ailes days. And Rudy was running for president, and I was just kind of digging up some of his skeletons in his closet, as I would for any,
right.
Candidate, whether you're Republican or Democrat, we're obviously going to pick them apart. He was a Republican, and I know he was a hero mayor, but it doesn't mean I'm going to do him any favors. So I was making jokes about how he used to like to dress as a woman. As a joke, like he would cross-dress. It was a joke. They didn't like that. Roger called, and he's like, tell her to back off Rudy. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
See,
I mean, just
I wasn't
because
here
they
the
want to be.
Days.
Yeah, yeah. I was hired by him. So, but, just to be respectful, it wasn't that he didn't want us to be balanced, but he didn't want me to go too far. You know what I mean? When it
right.
came to
he didn't
Rudy.
Want somebody to call. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, but if you Google Rudy Giuliani cross-dressing, it's out there. I mean, like, okay, let's just talk about the elephant room. He used to dress like a woman every once in a while. Like, it was funny.
Yeah,
but
that's a joke.
Yeah. I guess some Republicans didn't appreciate that.
Okay, so, but what do you like about television? Why are you drawn to it? Like, what's your, moth to a flame?
Why?
Since you're a little kid.
Yeah. I love informing people and giving them an outlook or a perspective that they don't get anywhere else. I always try to find talking points about any particular topic in the news that you're not going to hear from somebody else. And I love being able to open people's eyes.
And I love being able to actually inform people, people who are ignorant and may not understand the full story because they're only getting their news from one source. So I like to kind of be that voice of reason. I've always called myself a voice of reason. And I'm also very real. And I love the fact that I do feel like people identify with me because I don't take myself too seriously. And people feel like they know me.
No,
people
who have
watched me on TV for years feel like they could sit at a bar with me and have a glass of wine and feel like they're talking to an old friend. And I feel relatable and I do identify with the audience, even though I don't know them personally. There's some sort of connection that I have with our audience through social media. You know, I read everybody's comments. I'm really good at interacting with like our viewers. And I love that. I love that sort of feeling of feeling connected to our viewers and feeling like I'm doing a service to them because they do appreciate my perspective, which is nice to hear.
No, it's true. I mean, again, it's like politics, but I think it's also true in television.
Yeah.
People are attracted to authenticity.
Right.
If you're authentic and you just are who you are.
Yeah.
People can sniff out fake.
Yeah. And I think it's
important. Never seen that from you.
Yeah. No, I am not fake. I couldn't even be fake if I tried, which is actually a little bit of a problem sometimes, which is why I have gotten calls.
Can you tell me like how much do you love this suit?
I told you I loved that suit. And if I didn't love that suit, I'd tell you.
I have no doubt that that's exactly where you would be on this.
Yeah. I like to joke around with Brian. I'm like, are you going to wear that on TV today?
Really?
Yeah. I love Brian. No, I like to pick on him. I'm like his older sister, even though he's technically older than me. I've schooled him on so many different things because he's like Brian. He's so innocent. It's hysterical.
But he's so fun and
he's literally like just such a genuine innocent man. Like he really truly is. Like his staff and I love how he just, I'll say like inappropriate jokes and they go right over his head. And I'm not even kidding. You have no idea how many things. I'll tell you when we're not being recorded where it just goes right over his head. And he's like deer in headlights and he has no idea what I said or what the meaning was because it's like some inappropriate joke. And his producer will get in my ear and they'll be like, he has no idea what that means. And I'm oh God, I'll explain it to him.
Probably best.
Yeah, it's probably best.
Probably best.
He's amazing.
More Jason in the House next.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Seems everything costs more these days. Gas, groceries, and when's the last time you checked your wireless bill? When it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Switch to Consumer Cellular and get your second month free for a limited time. You'll get the same fast, reliable nationwide coverage without the Big Wireless bill. Plans start at just $20 a month. Here's Veronica and Jackie, real customers.
I didn't know that I could get something for a lot less money that was actually better than who I was with before.
Anytime anybody complains about their cell phone bill, we say, you've got to check out Consumer Cellular.
And now for a limited time, new customers can get their second month free when they use promo code SECONDFREE. Just call, click, or bring us your bill and see how much you can save. Because when it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit a store near you, or consumercellular.com and use code SECONDFREE to get a free second month. Real people paid to share their opinions in this ad. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
We've got trade wars, rising costs, global chaos, and a skyrocketing national debt. It's no wonder gold keeps hitting record highs. With everything going on in the world, thousands of hardworking Americans are looking to help diversify their savings with precious metals like gold and silver. And they're turning to the top-rated gold company, GoldCo. Right now, GoldCo is offering you a free 2025 gold and silver kit. Plus, you could get an unlimited instant match and bonus silver if you qualify. Find out how you can diversify your savings tax and penalty-free today. Call 855-969-GOLD. That's 855-969-GOLD.
Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
Fox on Tech.
An Arizona man with ALS reveals himself as the third patient who received an implant from Elon Musk's brain-computer interface company, Neuralink. Brad Smith is unable to speak or move. He relies on a ventilator for breathing, and now the Neuralink allows him to communicate. Smith posted on X, quote, "I am typing this with my brain. It is my primary communication." And Smith says the circular implant is about the size of five quarters stacked. It is placed in the motor cortex of the brain. And with this technology, Smith was able to narrate a video posted to X with his own voice, cloned by AI from recordings he made before he got sick.
Overall, the whole Neuralink experience has been fantastic. It is in people.
With Fox on Tech, Lydia Hu, Fox Business.
This is House Call for Health. A new study out this week suggests ultra-processed food might increase the chance of an early death. It involved about 240,000 participants in 8 countries reviewing surveys of people's diets and data on deaths. Researchers looking into the link between a high consumption of ultra-processed foods and the risk of early death for people between the ages of 30 and 69. And they found for every 10% increase in total calories from ultra-processed foods, the risk of dying early rose by almost 3%. Researchers estimating that completely cutting out ultra-processed foods would have prevented about 124,000 premature deaths in the U.S. in 2017. The study published in the American Journal of Preventive Medicine Monday. The National Institutes of Health describes ultra-processed foods as things like sodas, candy, industrial bread, and some breakfast cereals, as well as ready-to-heat and eat dishes in the supermarket freezer section, among others. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Jason in the house.
All right, so to get to know you a little bit better, I have some rapid questions for you.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
What was your high school mascot?
Gators.
You were the Gators?
Well,
I guess you were in Florida.
Yes, the Gators.
You were the Florida Gators?
Yeah, yeah. We were Florida Gators when I was in the public school. The private school, I think it was a lion. King's Academy. It was a lion.
Because there's a lot of lions in
Florida.
Freshman
and sophomore year, I went, yes. Yeah, tons of lions. The safaris there are nuts.
Unbelievable.
At Disney World. That's the only safari you're going to find. The
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of lions out there, but just not maybe in Florida.
No.
Do you like pineapple on pizza?
No. Oh, my God. Pineapple?
I'm so glad that you
didn't say Hawaiian
that.
Pizza worried. Is so unnatural and ridiculous. I mean, I try to stay away from pizza, but if I'm going to eat pizza, it has to have meat on it. It cannot have fruit. Like, don't put fruit on my pizza. That's disgusting.
Amen.
Put my fruit, put
audience
your fruit
really,
in my cocktail.
Judges really likes that.
Oh, good.
That's good.
I'm good. I'm really glad.
So, Bigfoot, if you had a chance to interview Daryl, what would you ask him?
Bigfoot?
Yeah.
Oh, dear God. I don't know.
I haven't really thought about that one.
No, I've never thought about that.
Any chance he's real?
I would, no, absolutely not. So there would never be an interview, and I can't even pretend that there would be.
Okay.
I don't believe in Bigfoot.
All right.
You actually believe in Bigfoot?
No, I didn't say that.
Oh, okay.
I'm just fascinated by all the hysteria about Bigfoot.
Yeah, no, I don't get it.
It just cracks me up.
Or the Loch Ness Monster. Like people, you know, see these videos and they see a shadow and they speculate as to what it is.
Yes.
Yeah.
They made an entire industry out of this stuff. It just cracks me up.
Yeah. No, there's no Bigfoot. I wouldn't be interviewing him.
So what, if you weren't in television, what would you be doing?
If I had a voice, I would love to be a singer.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you sing at home?
And acting. I do love acting, too. I would want to be an actor somewhere.
I can see that.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, at home when you're by yourself, are you in the car, you just belt them out?
I mean, I do sing, but not like my daughter. I mean, my daughter is like a professionally trained singer, and she's incredible.
Really?
Yeah. I'll have to show you a video. She's really, really good. All our viewers know, because I post videos of Avery singing all the time. She's incredible.
Where do we find you on social media?
On social media? Oh, guess what my name is on Instagram?
Bidwell?
Jules Bidwell.
Jules?
It's like my one place where I can identify as myself.
So just J-U-L-E-S?
J-E-W as the Jules.
Oh,
yes.
Jules.
Yes, it's very clever, isn't it? Jules, J-E-W-E-L-S, Bidwell. And then I put Banderas in parentheses.
Parentheses.
Yeah, I guess parentheses. Parentheses, yes. But I kept it like that because it used to be a private account, and then when I made it public, I left it at Bidwell. So a lot of people are confused. They're like, why is it Jules Bidwell?
Okay, well, this clarifies.
And on X, formerly known as Twitter, it's at Julie Banderas.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what was the first concert you went to?
Lollapalooza.
Really?
When I was a kid. I'm not a big concert goer, I'm not going to lie. But
well,
it
sounds like you were pretty wrapped up.
No, my friends wrapped me up into this, and my feet have never been so dirty, and I just never want. It was disgusting. I'm a clean freak, and like I just remember the amount of sand and dirt on my legs, and I had sandals on. My feet were black. It was disgusting.
And you didn't like walking in
Pearl Porta Jam.
Potty?
I did not. No, I don't do porta potties. No, I held it the whole time. But I just remember Pearl Jam was there. Like that was the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Yeah. And it was in Florida.
Cool.
I think it was in Fort Lauderdale or something like that.
So it was nice and cool, I'm sure.
Yeah, it was hot.
I'm sure nobody's
sweating. Oh, God. Yeah.
Drinking. I'm sure there was no drinking.
I don't remember. I was not drinking. I know that. Because I was.
No, but
I was pulled there by friends. I'm not a big concert goer. I don't like crowds and loud people. I don't like really loud music either.
Do you like
I'm
sports?
Like an old lady. No, I can't stand sports.
You're not an old lady.
No, I hate loud music. Like, you don't understand. Like, my mother blasts Colombian music. I cannot take it. Like, first of all, I don't even like Spanish music. I find it to be way too hyper and, like, loud. And I don't dance. And I just, it's all of it. It's the whole, I don't identify. It's just really funny.
So what, Julie, would be your favorite?
1970s.
Oh, really?
Easy listening.
A little ABBA?
ABBA.
Is that a little too fast for you?
No. Oh, no. Oh, no. Christopher Cross. That's
Captain and Tennille?
Yeah, everything. 1970s. That's all I listen to.
Captain, yeah.
70s easy listening. Every time I request it on
Elton
Alexa.
Elton John?
Yeah. I saw Elton John at a concert, actually, like 6 years ago. Yeah, it was amazing.
I've gotten Elton John's autograph a couple times.
Really?
When I was a little
that's
kid.
Really good.
I met him
a couple
times.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't get out much as a kid, so I wouldn't have met him.
Yeah.
My
dad was the managing general partner of a soccer team in L.A.
Oh.
And Elton owned a little tiny part of the team, and he would come.
That's so cool.
I was like 8, 9 years old. I didn't exactly know who he was, but I got,
that's
autographs
amazing.
And stuff.
That's so cool.
I got a picture, that kind of thing.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
That's something you need to like post at some point. Like, people would love
I
that.
I should.
Like
I
a throwback Thursday.
I got
Thursday.
Some cool
do people still
old
do that?
Retro stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Throwback
people,
Thursdays?
Do people still do that? I don't know. I don't think they do.
I have to
that's
kind of point
idea.
Out that we're here and he's there, but yeah. But he was kind enough to sign some stuff for me.
He's a good guy. He seems like a really sweet guy.
Yeah. And how bad can it be talking to an 8 or 9 year old,
Yeah, yeah.
It wasn't like fanboying over him like he
right.
was used to it everywhere.
Yeah,
anyway.
Yeah.
What's the best advice you ever got?
Oh, best advice I ever got.
Yeah.
Oh, my father used to always use the word tenacity all the time.
Yeah.
And
great word.
So my first children's book was on perseverance because of that, because that's what I've always been taught, that like you never ever give up. Oh, and never settle for mediocrity, which is also one of my father's pieces of advice to me when I was in college. I'll never forget it because he used to come in and watch our college broadcasts and everyone in there was not so good. And he was like, don't ever settle. Like, you have to try to be better and better and better. And just when you think you're at the top of your game, you could get better. And so I'm very humble in that way.
Well, between you and your sister, that's paid off in a big way.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
but
awesome.
I still think that, there's always room for improvement. So, like, being humble and never giving up and just being super driven.
That's good.
Yeah.
I forgot to bring up your books. We didn't talk about that.
Oh, well, we can still do that.
Well, tell me.
Well, so, like I said, the first book was Perseverance. I partnered up with Brave Books. It's a Christian conservative book
Cameron
publishing company.
Kirk Cameron did some stuff.
Yeah,
I remember
so Kirk
that.
And
yeah.
I work together a lot, and we go out and we do readings and so forth. But I came out with my second book. It's called A Monumental Mistake, and it's based on respect. And that's something that I have been driving into my children's brains since they were very little. And I didn't realize how disrespectful our culture was. And, of course, it's gotten way worse since my kids were born, with my oldest being 15. But I never realized how bad respect is, how much it's lacking in American families. And the more and more I would discover it is because I had to be around other moms, right? So, because I usually actually tried to avoid children at all costs before I had kids because I just thought they were obnoxious, unruly. You know, they were loud, they were disrespectful because their parents didn't parent them. I didn't care that much. As long as you stay away from me, I'm good. But once I had children, now you're a mom and you have to socialize with other mothers. Therefore, you have to socialize with other children if you want your kids to have a social life. So I would plan these play dates, and that's when I really realized, I'm like, oh my God, if my child talked to me that way, or if my child had a temper tantrum like that way, or if my child threw something at me like that, I mean, I couldn't believe it. So it's always been something really important to me to teach my children to be very respectful. Don't you ever talk back to me. Don't you ever. And I'm very strict, but I'm also extremely loving. And I guess more and more I realize there has to be a book about this. This has to be my next book. I have to talk about it. So the book is about respecting not only one another, your peers, your, you know, authority figures, law enforcement. You see disrespect of our law enforcement.
It's
disgusting. And there are college students doing it now. Those were kids not that long ago, right? Their parents screwed up. Their parents dropped the ball. So what's going to happen to our next generation if parents don't step in? Because it's bad now, and it's only getting worse. It's certainly not getting better. Since Trump took office in 2016, the hatred and political divide in this country is unlike anything we've ever seen in our generation. I've never seen anything like it. I don't remember George Bush or Obama getting this much hate. I mean, honestly, like, it's crazy.
He would still get respect, but somehow when it's Trump, it's okay to be
hateful.
Hateful.
And it's okay to hate those who like him.
Yeah.
You know?
And so,
so much about
the whole idea of, oh, we're going to teach tolerance and coexist and all this stuff. And like, oh, you throw that out the door if you have somebody.
And the Democratic Party have made it their number one mission to hate on Trump. They're not passing or proposing any legislation, okay? They have actually come out. You know, Jasmine Crockett has come out, and Chuck Schumer has come out, and they said their whole point right now in office is to resist Trump. It's not to support any of his policies. God forbid they actually see that this illegal immigration deportation program is actually helping Americans, it's actually protecting Americans, and it's making America safer. They don't want to see that. All they want to do is hate, and that's all they've been doing. And so the more and more that we see the protests, the more that we see the hate coming from the Democratic Party and parents who didn't vote for Trump, and they're telling their kids that anyone who voted for Trump is a bad person. They're going to take that to school, and then that's where it starts. And it's not just hate. It's not just disrespecting each other. It's also respecting history, you know, respecting those who came before us. And our history is something that should be respected. It's being eradicated in our kids' schools. They're trying to take down monuments in this country that stand for something, whether it's a stain in American history or not. It is part of American history, and they're trying to erase it and replace it with woke ideology. And it's really disturbing that they're trying to jam this inappropriate content down our young, innocent children's throats at the behest of parents' will. It doesn't matter what parents want. Now the government thinks that they're going to raise my kids? I think not. So that's why I wrote a book about respect, because I think it's time to take our kids back. You know, take America back, take our kids back, because our kids are being brainwashed.
Yeah, you see it playing out, you're right, at the college campuses. They didn't learn those lessons at home.
It's
they
terrible.
Certainly didn't learn them at the school.
You would never I can promise you this, and I'd bet my life on it, my kids would never be caught at a protest like that, because it's protesting anti-Semitism, which is hatred.
Yeah.
You can stand up for something, but you don't hate the other side. If you want to support Hamas, for whatever reason, you want to support a terrorism group, have at it, okay? If you are
make the case.
If you are that sick and deranged, go for it. But don't say that because somebody happens to support the other side, the victims in the October 7th massacre, that they are then they deserve to be hated. My kids aren't even allowed to say the word hate. That is not allowed in my house. I'm not kidding. That's how strict I am. My 15-year-old, till this day, if she really dislikes something, do you know what she says? She's 15, I mind you. I H-word that. And, it's the cutest
thing
ever. Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
All right, so how do we find these?
Bravebooks.com. Bravebooks.com. You can pick up both my books, actually, and you'll get a free subscription to Bravebooks.com, which is a monthly subscription program where you can get
a
monthly book every single month, or you can just buy my book alone at Bravebooks.com.
Yeah, no, they put together some good quality books that everybody can be proud of.
They all have
a good message, a positive message.
And they also just bring back morals and values, and that's what our American families are lacking these days.
Amen to that.
Yeah, for sure.
Thanks so much for coming, Ms. Bidwell.
Yeah, Ms. Bidwell. I love that.
Julie Banderas, so nice, so full of energy, just funny, just like cracking me up. So I really do appreciate it. We'd love it, love it, love it if you would subscribe, but we'd love it if you'd rate it. That would be very nice. I want to remind people you can listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts. And Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app. So thanks again for joining us. I'm Jason Chaffetz. This has been Jason in the House.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war in the term life industry. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man aged 45, non-smoker, can get $1 million of coverage for $75 per month, level rate for 10 years. Or a man aged 50, non-smoker, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of $110, level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At TermBusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote. 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-smoker rate class. Exam required to qualify.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. The Trump administration will stage a huge military parade in the nation's capital next month. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has that.
The parade on June 14th will celebrate the U.S. Army's 250th anniversary, and at the request of President Trump, the event will feature hundreds of military vehicles and aircraft. The Army said it's also planning some additional asphalt work and putting new rubber padding on the tank's metal tracks to try to minimize street damage. More than 6,700 soldiers will travel from bases around the country to participate. They will be housed in two federal buildings for several days. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Elsewhere, there's a new challenge facing U.S. officials at the southern border.
Senator John Cornyn says the Mexican drug cartels have been using drones.
There's reports that they are using them against rival cartels in Mexico.
Cornyn says so far there are no reports of cartels using the drones at the border, but he says once their use becomes more commonplace, that could change.
They're very cheap and easy to use, and they're using them in a variety of ways, and so that's certainly a danger that they might expand their use to weaponize them.
Senator Cornyn was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agner reporting.
It's Memorial Day weekend, the nation pausing to remember those who died while serving in the military. SRN News military analyst Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis tells SRN News.
What I tell Americans, it's not to be celebrated from a joyful perspective, but it's to be memorialized as a very special time to think about those that made the ultimate sacrifice.
This year's observances coincide with the 250th birthday of the Army, the Navy, and the Marines. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher, host of the Mike Gallagher Show here, and when it comes to mortgages, I only trust the team that's helped me and my family more than once, Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans. These guys are friends, believers. They built a company on biblical values that actually puts you first. In today's economy, with everything costing more, you need a lender who can help you make smart, strategic moves when it comes to real estate. Need cash for home improvements? Thinking about a HELOC or a refi to consolidate debt? Well, Fellowship Home Loans can help you do it faster and for less. Why? Because they're a direct lender, not a broker. No middleman. can. No unnecessary fees. That means fewer hoops, less waiting, and real answers from real people who care. Whether you're buying, selling, refinancing, or just exploring your options, Fellowship Home Loans will tailor everything to your unique needs. Get started at fellowshiphomeloans.com/Mike G. fellowshiphomeloans.com/Mike G or call 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans, mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, equal housing lender, NMLS number 819382.
The push to put the Ten Commandments on display in all Texas public school classrooms is closer to reaching Republican Governor Greg Abbott's desk. The plan cleared a major hurdle Saturday by winning preliminary approval in the state's Republican-controlled House. The measure will likely draw a swift legal challenge from liberal critics who consider it a constitutional violation of the so-called separation of church and state. A federal court last year blocked a similar law in Louisiana. The Texas plan expected to get a final vote in the House in the next few days. Strauss's Blue Danube Waltz is headed into space this month to mark the 200th anniversary of the composer's birth. The European Space Agency's Big Dish antenna in Spain will beam the waltz into the cosmos as it's performed by the Vienna Symphony Orchestra. The celestial send-off on May 31st will also celebrate the space agency's founding, which took place 50 years ago. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. A new tool to help fight wildfires.
The helihydrant is a small open tank that can be located in urban areas to give helicopters a much closer water source than when they have to fly to natural sources such as lakes and rivers. The helihydrants are drawing interest from officials eager to boost their preparedness for wildfires, especially in the West. First used in the 2020 Blue Ridge Fire in Yorba Linda, 10 helihydrants have been built now across Southern California, and 16 more are in progress. John Scott reporting.
Today is Sunday, May the 25th, and a number of notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including a number of folks who show up on your TV and big screens. Actor Ian McKellen, 86 years old today. Actress Connie Seneca, turning 70. Actress Octavia Spencer has 53 candles on her birthday cake. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to The Billies, Anna Jay, Soul Punch, Ashley Black, and the Liquid Amber Band. Enjoy fun with the family with Redding Balloons and Face Painting by Squishy Doodle. There will be fun for the entire family, so come down to the 18th Annual Taste of Redding, Sunday, June 8th at the Sculpture Park at Redding City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofredding.org.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
The Fred Bear Show.
America's got to be in the lead if you want to deal with these threats. We're going to lead.
The morning is over. The Shiva is done. And if you're a conservative, you should be optimistic.
You know, my main priority right now is making sure that it delivers for the American people.
We have to make our country great again, and I will do that.
I think the president gets criticized by people all the time for the stuff he says, by people who ignore what he does.
Now, Fred Bear's All-Star Panel.
Questions about the timing of former President Biden's prostate cancer diagnosis. It is just the latest puzzling development in the ongoing controversy concerning Mr. Biden's health while he was in office. We will get analysis from Britt Hume and Dr. Stephen Quay in just a moment. But first up, senior national correspondent Rich Edson.
Well wishes and prayers across the fractured American political system for former President Joe Biden. Biden revealed doctors diagnosed him Friday with aggressive prostate cancer that spread to his bones. He expressed gratitude for the support, writing, quote, "Cancer touches us all. Like so many of you, Jill and I have learned that we are strongest in the broken places." President Trump said he and the First Lady, quote, "wish Joe a fast and successful recovery."
I think it's very sad, actually. I'm surprised that it wasn't
you know, the public wasn't notified a long time ago.
Biden's former running mate, who replaced him on the ballot last fall, former Vice President Kamala Harris, said, quote, Joe is a fighter, and I know he will face this challenge with the same strength, resilience, and optimism that have always defined his life and leadership. Less than 4 months after leaving the White House, there are even more questions about Biden's health in office, as some doctors say he could have had this type of cancer for several years.
He did not develop it in the last 100, 200 days. He had it while he was president. He probably had it at the start of his presidency. Either they didn't test for it, or they test for it, they didn't report it, and we didn't get the information as a public.
Vice President J.D. Vance maintains Biden was not in good enough health to serve as president.
We wish the best for the former president's health. We really do need to be honest about whether the former president was capable of doing the job.
Before Biden revealed his cancer diagnosis, Democrats had already been on the defensive about reporting in a new book detailing his decline in office.
It's painfully obvious President Biden should not have run. People who say, well, let's talk about the future. We've got to build the credibility.
Biden's office says the former president is reviewing treatment options with his doctors and family, and that he appears to have a type of cancer that allows for effective management. Brett?
Rich, thank you.
Really surprising that it's this advanced at the time of diagnosis. I am absolutely shocked that they didn't find this earlier.
If you have prostate cancer that is spread to the bone, then he's most certainly, you are saying, had it when he was president of the United States.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's had this for many years, maybe even a decade, growing there and spreading.
All right, let's bring in Fox News chief political analyst Britt Hume and public health expert Dr. Stephen Quaid. Doctor, I want to start with you. Your thoughts about this diagnosis today, what we're hearing about it, the aggressive nature of it, and how long the former president now may have had it.
Sure. Well, thanks, Brad. And of course, our thoughts and prayers go out to the family in this particular setting. But it has been correct, many of the folks that you've already had speak, that this has probably been at least a 5 to 7 year process. And I think it's important for people to know that it goes from the prostate to local expansion and only then to the bones in a rather slow process. So any kind of sort of, medical care would have found this along the way.
And considering that he was getting presidential care, Doctor, I mean, it's really strange that we didn't know about this from PSA tests prior to this.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I would consider it malpractice if I was a White House physician not to test the PSA in a male U.S. president. I think there's another aspect here that might be interesting to talk about, is speculate about, which is the treatment for this kind of cancer, ADT as it's called, actually has as major side effects both falls, about 37% of men will have a fall within 12 months, as well as cognitive decline. And so I'm speculating that we may have been watching some of the side effects of treatment during his presidency.
Britt, a lot of warm wishes from both sides of the aisle, wishing the former president well. But it comes after this weekend of revelations on Friday with the HER tapes coming out, the audio tapes of his testimony, and obviously the book and all the revelations there.
Exactly, Brett.
Yes, that's
right. I think everyone shares in the good wishes for the president's possible recovery. Cancer treatment has advanced a lot, as I'm sure and so there's real hope there. But if this announcement at this time, if it were hoped that this was going to begin to put the fire out on all this new, renewed controversy over the president's mental acuity and while he was president and during the campaign, I think it has not done that because people are skeptical of why this is coming out at this time, and the questions continue to arise. And now there's even the possibility that if they knew he had this and he were being treated for it, as the doctor just said, one of the possible symptoms of that is falling down, which he certainly did several times. We remember it so vividly when he fell going up the stairs to Air Force One and at other times. But, another part of this, I think, Brett, that has to be commented on is this. I think the White House and the inner circle around Biden and Democrats in Congress and elsewhere were trying to hide something with Biden that could not be hidden. the polling showed that all through the latter years of his two of his presidency and during the campaign, that distinct majorities of Americans thought he was no longer fit to be president. Democrats wanted a different nominee, and so on. And so this was visible to the public. But the media, who were there seeing him, we saw him day in and day out, we watched the videotape, we saw him at public events and so forth, as the public could see this clearly the news media should have seen it as well and did not do so. We covered it here at Fox News. I started talking about this back in 2019.
Oh, yeah?
On
this show?
But most of the rest of the media ignored it. On this very show, that's right. So I think that the dereliction in the media on this is a stain that will not be easily erased.
I want to go back to the prostate cancer, doctor. Just the metastatic on the bone and a Gleason score of 9 for people who don't talk this language. What does all that mean?
Well, it's pretty aggressive. It's pretty late stage, and it's pretty aggressive. But I think the good news is that with this modern therapy of ADT, you can buy 2 to 3 years of a pretty high quality of life before, you know, the Darwin evolution takes over, the cancer begins to no longer be sensitive to that treatment. You're then kind of in a chemotherapy space. But this is manageable. It's going to be a little bit of an effect on his quality of life. But, you know, it's really good that we can offer him this treatment at this stage.
Mm-hmm. And finally, Britt, the politics of this moment, as to your last point, Van Jones was on CNN, and here's what he said: long-term impact. This is before the prognosis of the diagnosis of the prostate cancer.
This is the emperor's new clothes playing itself out in real time. There are people who knew and said nothing. And that is a crime against this republic. And I think the Democrats are going to pay for a long time for being a part of what is now being revealed to be a massive cover-up.
I mean, do you think the impacts politically are real?
Yeah, I think they're very real. And I think, you know, there are a lot of Democrats have a lot to answer for. Because they were trying to cover up something that, as I said before, trying to hide something that was unhideable. So, you know, there's a whole generation of Democratic politicians who have to answer for this, who are all going around saying, now, gee, I never knew. Jake Tapper of the media is saying that. Jake, his national security advisor, was saying that
Jake Sullivan.
He doesn't know anything about this. Jake Sullivan, he never noticed it somehow. Baloney. They all knew. They had to know. It was visible to the public. And they tried to cover it up. They failed. How they get the stain out, both of the Democrats who cover this, who refuse to acknowledge this, and just as bad, if not worse, the members of the media who refuse, I don't know how they'll ever get rid of it.
Yeah. Britt, Dr. Quay, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you.
More of the Britt Baer Show coming up.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Seems everything costs more these days. Gas, groceries, and when's the last time you checked your wireless bill? When it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Switch to Consumer Cellular and get your second month free for a limited time. You'll get the same fast, reliable nationwide coverage without the Big Wireless bill. Plans start at just $20 a month. Here's Veronica and Jackie, real customers.
I didn't know that I could get something for a lot less money that was actually better than who I was with before.
Anytime anybody complains about their cell phone bill, we say, you've got to check out Consumer Cellular.
And now for a limited time, new customers can get their second month free when they use promo code SECONDFREE. Just call, click, or bring us your bill and see how much you can save. Because when it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit a store near you, or consumercellular.com and use code SECONDFREE to get a free second month. Real people pay to share their opinions in this ad. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
We've got trade wars, rising costs, global chaos, and a skyrocketing national debt. It's no wonder gold keeps hitting record highs. With everything going on in the world, thousands of hardworking Americans are looking to help diversify their savings with precious metals like gold and silver. And they're turning to the top-rated gold company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering you a free 2025 gold and silver kit. Plus, you could get an unlimited instant match and bonus silver if you qualify. Find out how you can diversify your savings tax and penalty-free today. Call 855-969-GOLD. That's 855-969-GOLD.
Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. A man in Wisconsin allegedly imprisoned and sexually assaulted two young girls, subjecting them to years of torture. The first victim says 64-year-old David Boyd started abusing her in 2015 when she was only 5 years old. It allegedly lasted until she was 12 and moved away from the area. Her younger sister says her abuse started in 2020 when she was around 8 years old and lasted until 2024. She told police Boyd would routinely cut her arms and other body parts with a knife and trafficked her to other men, even chaining her to a pole in his Milwaukee basement, leaving her with just a piece of bread and forcing her to drink from a puddle. She drew a picture of the scene for police. The girls say their mom's friend was caring for them and dating Boyd at the time. The police first began their probe in January after a concerned foster parent of one of the sisters reached out to authorities. Boyd is facing sexual assault, child abuse, false imprisonment, and trafficking charges. There's more on the story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. A Florida businessman charged with kidnapping and killing his estranged wife in Spain has been found dead in his jail cell by apparent suicide. 37-year-old David Knezovich was awaiting trial on federal charges in the murder of his Colombian-American wife, Anna Hanau Knezovich. His defense attorney said the legal team was devastated by the news, calling for an investigation. Anna went missing just weeks after she moved to Spain in February of 2024. Security footage caught a man wearing a motorcycle helmet enter her apartment, turn off surveillance cameras before her disappearance. Police believe the man was her estranged husband. Knezovich was also seen on another security camera inside a Madrid hardware store the day Anna disappeared. Prosecutors say he contacted a Colombian woman through a dating app, asking her to translate two messages into, quote, perfect Colombian Spanish. Identical messages were later found on Anna's cell phone to her friends. Anna's body was never found. There's more on the story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Democratic nominee and 42nd President of the United States, Bill Clinton, addressed the Democratic Convention in 1992 at Madison Square Garden in New York City.
Let it be our cause that we give this child a country that is coming together, not coming apart. A country of boundless hopes and endless dreams. A country that once again lifts its people and inspires the world. Let that be our cause, our commitment, and our new covenant. My fellow Americans, I end tonight where it all began for me. I still believe in a place called hope. God bless you, and God bless America.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The Bret Baier Show with Fox News chief political anchor Bret Baier.
I do believe he wants to end it. That's what President Trump told reporters after a two-hour phone call with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Monday, as he expressed confidence that Russia will come to the table to work on a meaningful peace deal with Ukraine.
I said, when are we going to end this, Vladimir? I've known him for a long time now. I said, when are we going to end this bloodshed, this bloodbath? It's a bloodbath. And I do believe he wants to end it.
The president also took to Truth Social, announcing that Russia and Ukraine will immediately start negotiations toward a ceasefire. He even floated the idea of hosting the talks at the Vatican as Pope Leo XIV calls for a just and lasting peace in Ukraine. Russia's president telling reporters that Moscow was ready to work toward a memorandum on a possible future peace agreement, but only if the root cause of the crisis is eliminated. To discuss all of this and more, we bring in our panel, Fox News senior congressional correspondent Chad Pergram, Fox News contributor Katie Pavlich, and former Biden-Harris campaign surrogate Kevin Walling. Kevin, one of the things Democrats usually do well is stick to the same sheet of music, and they often
you know, get everybody together and have the talking points. They're doing it now on, you know, these what they call cuts and where they're attacking this big, beautiful bill, in the president's words. But they also did it in defense of President Biden and any challenges to his mental competency. Understanding that he has this diagnosis of prostate cancer and that well wishes are coming from both sides of the aisle, that he beats that and does so quickly. There is still a lot about this whole thing on mental competency and who knew what when and why people didn't say something different than what they were saying.
Yeah, Brett, and you're seeing this play out in real time. It's almost becoming now a litmus test, especially for former members of the president's cabinet. You know, Pete Buttigieg, others have been asked about it. Senate Minority Leader, Chuck Schumer has also been asked about it in recent days. And there's this desire to just say, okay, that's in the past. We need to move forward. And I don't think that is really going to be a winning strategy with the American people who, you know, were, you know, fully supportive of, you know, Joe Biden not seeking a second term based on the age question early on in the first year of the former president's administration. And, you know, optically, that was challenging for the American people to witness. And it was Democrats that, you know, elected Democrats and appointed Democrats that took far too long to, you know, be in agreement with the American people. So there is a reckoning that is going on right now within my party over this particular issue. I don't think it's going to go away. You know, sadly, with, you know, the former president's announcement with his diagnosis, you know, you're even seeing questions about when he found out about this and when the family found out about this. So I think, you know, the former president, as he's dealing with this diagnosis and figuring out treatment, needs to do much more in terms of talking about, you know, when he was diagnosed with this and the process going forward. But certainly these questions are not going to go by the wayside in the coming days and weeks as more of these books come out. Obviously, the Jake Tapper, Alex Thompson book is out Tuesday when we're having this conversation. And that's fueling a lot of, you know, the conversations in this drip, drip, drip that we've seen about, you know, conversations that people have had with the former president.
Yeah. Chad, do you think that Congress may look back and call, you know, and have hearings on this very issue? I mean, our White House team is now saying that they officially can confirm that the last prostate test that they have on record is 2014 for Joe Biden, which is quite something.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, there's going to be a hearing looking into some of these things around the periphery of this next week and kind of just, you know, looking at President Biden. But absolutely. I mean, I think that the Oversight Committee, the House Judiciary Committee, they would certainly look into this. And the other thing is that the Democratic leaders have not been very forthcoming. Every single time Hakeem Jeffries has been asked about this, he has pivoted, say we want to look forward. They're just trying to get through this debate right now about the big, beautiful bill and hope that this kind of goes under the table. But all you need to do is go back and look at some of the reporting last year. I remember there was a conference call last summer shortly after that debate, and there was a question about whether President Biden should be in, and Don Beyer, who's a Democratic representative from Northern Virginia, really spoke up and expressed some very frank concerns, caught him in the hall that Monday morning. He just absolutely did not want to talk. There were these meetings over at the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee across the street from the Capitol, and most of the Democrats, when they came to meet with the president's then, you know, campaign team, they did not walk over, and this is, we're talking about walking across the Capitol lawn here, Brett. They drove because they knew that myself and a bunch of other reporters were standing in between, and they did not want to answer our questions about this because they were very concerned privately, but were afraid to express that publicly and for somebody to say, we think it's time for President Biden to go. Whether or not they knew that definitively, based on their own interactions, which most of them at least publicly say, no, we thought he was with it all the time. But there was enough concern privately, and that was what was so remarkable about what Don Beyer said last summer. And then, you know, he was, you know, kind of circumspect about trying to, you know, when I really pressed him about that just shortly after the debate. One thing that always stuck with me about this in the reporting last year was there was a very senior House Democratic source who said to me the morning after the debate, and I said this on your show, they said those around the president have not served him well. And that might be on a myriad of fronts.
Yeah. And Katie, listen, we all know that somebody knew something. You know, inside that White House, they had to see everything day to day. Vice President Harris met with him once a week for lunch. All of these officials were with him. The people who prepped him at Camp David prior to that debate had to know that there was a chance that there was going to be this car wreck, which we ended up seeing real time June 27th.
Of course. You could see it from the outside, not to mention people who were working for him, briefing him. And the bottom line is this. The American people deserve an answer about who was really running the country, who was making these big decisions, you know, who was in the room for these big pronouncements. You know, the president now, President Trump, sent out a Truth Social on Tuesday saying that he thinks this was a treason at the highest level because there are people around the president who knew he was cognitively impaired, and yet there was all these big decisions being made on whether it was border policy or executive orders. So I do think Congress will investigate this. They have an obligation to. And you're having a number of Democrats, including Dan Jones, saying that this was a betrayal of the Republic. But then you also have congressional leadership, as Chad mentioned, Hakeem Jeffries, who really wants to just try and not talk about this and move forward. But this is going to get worse, and we are going to be watching it because clearly we don't have any of the answers, even about when President Biden supposedly left the campaign on his own volition and put out that letter on Twitter without any explanation, then didn't show up to announce it himself until 24 hours later. So there's so many questions about who was actually making these big decisions, who knew what, when, and who was responsible for this massive cover up, which is only going to get worse as we get more information.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's also amazing to see the context now as some reporters and authors try to recast their knowledge. And as they're going back and talking about this, they're realizing that their coverage may have helped in that cover-up aspect as well. Panel, thanks so much.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind. 1995.
Mike Tyson.
In the last 3 years, I had the chance to reflect on my life and develop my mind, and I will continue my journey to making myself a better person.
The
frustrating for firefighters because there are some areas where we're reaching and touching people, but we just can't get to them.
The bombing in Oklahoma City was an attack on innocent children and defenseless citizens. It was an act of cowardice, and it was evil.
I did not, nor to my knowledge, did anyone else in the White House destroy, mishandle, or misappropriate any document in Vincent Foster's office.
The White House has contended that the Clintons were passive investors in Whitewater. The facts are otherwise.
If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
News as it happens then, news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Jana Steen, Fox News senior meteorologist and host of the Jana Steen Podcast. Join me every Sunday as I focus on stories of hope and people who are truly rays of sunshine in their community and across the world. Be sure to subscribe to the Jana Steen Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
America's listening to Fox News. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
This is Jason Chaffetz from the Jason and the House Podcast. Join me every Monday to dive deeper into the latest political headlines and chat with remarkable guests to hear their take on American life, politics, and entertainment. And don't forget, there's always somebody doing something stupid somewhere.
Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcast.com.
Or wherever you download podcasts.
Must listen to podcasts from Fox News Audio.
Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Failla, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
It's time to take the quiz.
It's 5 questions in less than 5 minutes. We ask people on the streets of New York City to play along. Let's see how you do.
What is the name of the coffee shop in the sitcom Friends?
Mel's Diner.
Central Perk.
The answer?
Central Perk.
Either way, you can always try again tomorrow. Take the quiz every day at thequiz.fox, then come back here to see how you did.
And thank you for taking the quiz.
From the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
In 1971, Margaret Thatcher, then a member of Parliament, addressed the ability of women to be successful in government. This was 8 years before she became Prime Minister.
Now, I've heard this argument frequently, that women are really rather more emotional than men. Really, women are intensely practical. Again, I don't mean that flippantly. We are an intensely practical sex. We often get on with the job. We don't always talk about it as much as men. But we get on doing it. But women are very much more modest in running for Parliament than men. Nothing like as many of them put up, as you know.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A Florida girl just given weeks to live and who defied the odds makes today's Dean's List. Little Millie was born in August of 2023, and doctors told her parents Bill and Meg Longhenry that she had no hope of survival after being diagnosed with a rare brain disorder. But God had something else in mind, according to her dad Bill. A friend recommended that Millie's mom and dad contact Dr. Brandon Crawford, who works as a neurologist in Austin, and saw potential in Millie, knew she was fighting, and wanted to help. Millie began a treatment plan that combines physical therapy with neural functions under Dr. Crawford's care, and amazingly, she started getting better. Millie is still growing and getting stronger every day, starting to crawl, smile, and laugh. Not only that, but a donor that heard about Millie's miraculous story has donated close to $50,000 to help cover the treatment, which is not covered by insurance. Janice Dean, Fox News.
The Brett Baer Show with Fox News chief political anchor Brett Baer.
Xi Jinping has mentioned 2027 as the year that the PLA has to be ready to take Taiwan by force. And it's depending on what we do, what Taiwan does to better prepare itself for this eventuality, that we hope for peace. But as the saying goes here, repeated frequently, peace through strength.
Well, tonight's Common Ground segment, a bipartisan effort in the Senate to enable Taiwan to receive arms and supplies while it faces threats from communist China. Joining us, Foreign Relations Committee members, Senator Pete Ricketts, Republican from Nebraska, and Senator Chris Coons, Democrat from Delaware. Thank you both for being here. Okay, let's talk about the Porcupine Act. It is a bipartisan act to streamline the process for arms sales in Taiwan, regulated by Arms Export Control Act, make it easier for our allies and partners to send U.S. origin weapons to Taiwan. Senator Coons, why is this important and why now?
Well, Senator Ricketts and I last month traveled to Taiwan and to the Philippines. And while in Taiwan, we had a chance to look at their efforts to be as equipped and trained and prepared for a potential PRC attempt at invading the island of Taiwan. Pete and I recognized when we were there, meeting with leaders of Taiwan, that our system for delivering materiel and weapons is too long. They've ordered things that they are buying from us years ago that have not yet been delivered.
And Senator Ricketts, is there a lot of bipartisan support for this kind of action?
I believe there is. Look, we all recognize the threat from communist China. And when Chris and I were in Taiwan with Senator Budd, we saw firsthand the aggressiveness of the Chinese Communist Party and what they're doing. We also heard, as Chris was saying, that things like the backlog of weapons that Taiwan needs to defend itself needs to be addressed. The Porcupine Act is one of the ways that we can address that. I think that we're going to find that there's broad bipartisan support to help Taiwan have the tools it needs to defend itself. And as Chris said while we were there, this is kind of a race against time, and this is the battle for the 21st century.
You know, the if you look at the top recipients of U.S. arms sales in billions, Taiwan, about fourth down on that list. But the Wall Street Journal has, to combat China, the U.S. wants its friends to do more. A key goal for the initial phase of a potential showdown with China over Taiwan would be to neutralize China's radar sites, missile launchers, and command centers that hold off the U.S. and its allies, according to the Indo-Pacific commander. I mean, we are preparing for that, right, Senator Coons?
Yes. We met with Admiral Paparo, who's the Indo-PACOM commander, before this trip, and talked with him at great length about what the needs are, both for our systems and for our military, and what greater contributions we're seeking from our partners and allies. The Japanese have committed to doubling their defense spending, which will make them the fourth biggest investor in security in the world. Our partners and allies in the Philippines and South Korea have also stepped forward. One of the positives of our trip to the Philippines was to better understand the additional sites they are offering us in North Luzon Island in particular for basing going forward. So we had a very constructive trip together where a core theme was embracing our partners and allies who are stepping forward to spend more on their security and defense in partnership with us.
You know, you look at the map of U.S. active duty military presence in the Indo-Pacific, Senator Ricketts, and it's significant. This place, though, is a tinder keg if China decides to move.
As Chris outlined, we heard a lot of great stuff, but I think also what we're seeing from both the Philippines and Taiwan is a renewed emphasis on preparing themselves to be able to deter China from taking that drastic step of trying to take Taiwan by force.
Yeah.
The Philippines is certainly feeling it in the east or the West Philippine Sea with regard to the Chinese communists and what they're pushing into the exclusive economic zone for the Philippines. So they are looking to develop a better relationship with Taiwan as well to be able to help in this regional partnership.
Okay. Senators, we'll follow this as it moves along. Thank you very much for the time.
Thank you. Thank you.
The tragedy is that they were expecting to be engaged to be married next week here in Israel. They had already bought the ring, and it's just a horrific tragedy, an act of terror, and another way in which we have to recognize Jewish people all over the world are being singled out for these kind of horrible attacks.
The brutal murder of this Israeli embassy couple, as you take a look at them outside this museum at an event last night in Washington, President Trump putting to True Social, these horrible D.C. killings based obviously on anti-Semitism must end now. Hatred and radicalism have no place in the USA. Condolences to the families of the victims. So sad that such things as this can happen. God bless you all. Tonight we get reaction from the Israeli ambassador to the U.S. to last night's murder of these two embassy employees. Joining us is Ambassador Yaakov Leiter. Mr. Ambassador, first of all, our condolences. Sorry for your loss. Let's start with these two young people. You obviously knew them.
I did, Brett. Thank you for having me this evening. These were a beautiful young couple. Yaron worked just a few doors away from my office. He was an advisor to one of our senior analysts. He was young, bright, enthusiastic, and just a pleasure to have around. And Sarah from Kansas, she was just sunshine. I mean, she'd walk into the room with her smile and red hair, and she'd just light up the room. Together, they were the perfect couple.
You know, we had the report by David Spund earlier about this suspect in custody, essentially, according to the FBI, confessing to it and obviously yelling, Free Palestine. What does this tell you, big picture, about what's happening in the U.S., and does it paint a larger picture than this incident, do you think?
Well, I think it does, Brett. The big picture is very important for us to understand. Free Palestine is actually what he said, and free Palestine is part of the chant that was heard across universities all across the country, and it included the chant, "From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free," which is basically an eliminationist demand for the elimination of Israel. That's what Hamas tried to do on October 7th. And the if we're talking about the big picture, the outrage here is that we have international leaders like the president of France, Macron, who's trying to press for an immediate recognition of a Palestinian state, as if the response to October 7th should be, to call it Palestine Liberation Day. So he's fueling these chants of the likes of this Elias Rodriguez, who thinks that he's going to implement it, the eliminationist policy regarding Israel, by shooting Jews here in Washington.
Yeah, and obviously we'll follow this effort to prosecute the suspect very closely. Outside of that, can you just give us an update of how you see Israeli operations in Gaza, how your government is dealing with it, obviously opening up more humanitarian aid in recent days, but is there, from your point of view, an end in sight?
Brett, there's going to be an end in sight when we destroy evil. You can pursue coexistence, and that's what we want to pursue. We want to continue with the Abraham Accords, and the reason why Iran's proxies launched this war against Israel is try to prevent coexistence, prevent peace. And we can get back to a state of affairs where we're engaging more countries and more peoples in the region in the Abraham Accords if we destroy this evil. Look, this is a new Nazi regime, and you have to destroy Nazis before you can make peace. We're doing everything we possibly can on the humanitarian front. This is a blood libel that's been labeled against us by many agencies in the United Nations stating that we're not allowing humanitarian aid in. On the contrary, we have had 92,000 semi-trailers enter Gaza over the past year and a half. We're putting food into a war zone to people who are being occupied by terrorists who are using the food we're sending in to fire at our soldiers. It's unprecedented, really. And that's 1.8 million tons of food that we've actually delivered. Now, what we're trying to do now is create a situation together with our American counterparts. The Gaza Humanitarian Foundation has been established so that the food that we're sending in is not being co-opted by Hamas, but rather it goes directly to the people. So they're going to establish, this American company is going to establish four installations initially, up to eight installations ultimately, that will distribute directly to the people, not through Hamas, not through organizations, directly to the people, the aid that's needed most. 300,000 families will come through these distribution centers, and hopefully by the time that everything's set up and put in order, we'll have reached the point where Hamas will be defeated. They will either be defeated militarily, or they will give up their guns, release our hostages. Our hostages are still being held in dungeons underground. Release the hostages, and this war will be over. And either they're defeated militarily, or they'll leave by boat to someplace else. But Hamas cannot rule any longer in Gaza.
Finally, Mr. Ambassador, you know, there were all kinds of reports about preparations Israel's making if the talks with Iran do not work between the U.S. and the Iranians about the nuclear program. That prompted Iran to put out a statement warning Israel, saying would view Washington as a participant in any such attack, and Tehran would have to adopt special measures to protect its nuclear sites and material if their threats continued, and the Watchdog International Atomic Energy Agency would be subsequently informed of such steps. Iran saying that publicly. Where do you see talks? They resume tomorrow in Rome. I know there's skepticism inside Tel Aviv and inside your country. Where do you see that, and how do you see it going forward?
We hope and pray that the talks being led by Steve Witkoff will be successful. But the president has been very clear. President Trump has been very clear. Our Prime Minister Netanyahu has been very clear, and I think they're in lockstep on this. Iran cannot have a path to nuclear weapons, and as long as they have the option of enrichment, there's no need for enrichment. There are plenty of countries with civilian nuclear energy, which is generated by fuel that's brought into the country and then is exited the country. There's no need for enrichment. Enrichment only leads to one thing, a nuclear bomb. And if Iran has a nuclear bomb, they're going to use it. And if they have a nuclear bomb, that means all the proxies in the Middle East will be operating under a nuclear umbrella. It changes the balance of power in the world, and it is an existential threat for the state of Israel. We cannot allow, under any circumstances, for Iran to have a nuclear bomb for us. It's an existential threat.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Ambassador, we appreciate the time. Again, our condolences to you and your staff, and we welcome you back to Special Report anytime.
Thank you so much, Brett. Your condolences mean much to me.
Thank you.
The Brett Baer Show with Fox News chief political anchor, Brett Baer.
Attention retirement savers. A top U.S. bank predicts a 2025 recession as tariffs rattle markets. According to reports, 2025 recession risk just increased significantly. That's why thousands of hardworking Americans are turning to award-winning precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is offering you a free 2025 gold and silver kit. Plus, you can get an unlimited instant match and bonus silver for qualified accounts. Call 855-969-GOLD. Find out how you can help diversify your savings, tax and penalty-free today. That's 855-969-GOLD. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
Seems everything costs more these days. Gas, groceries, and when's the last time you checked your wireless bill? When it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Switch to Consumer Cellular and get your second month free for a limited time. You'll get the same fast, reliable nationwide coverage without the Big Wireless bill. Plans start at just $20 a month. Here's Veronica and Jackie, real customers.
I didn't know that I could get something for a lot less money that was actually better than who I was with before.
Anytime anybody complains about their cell phone bill, we say, you've got to check out Consumer Cellular.
And now for a limited time, new customers can get their second month free when they use promo code SECONDFREE. Just call, click, or bring us your bill and see how much you can save. Because when it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit a store near you, or consumercellular.com and use code SECONDFREE to get a free second month. Real people paid to share their opinions in this ad. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
It's time to take the quiz.
It's 5 questions in less than 5 minutes. We asked people on the streets of New York City to play along. Let's see how you do.
What is the name of the coffee shop in the sitcom Friends?
Mel's Diner.
Central Perk.
The answer?
Central Perk.
Either way, you can always try again tomorrow. Take the quiz every day at thequiz.fox, then come back here to see how you did.
And thank you for taking the quiz.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
That heat's going to be out there for one more day.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com.
Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
The Bret Baier Show with Fox News chief political anchor Bret Baier.
You're taking people's land.
We have not.
From them. They're being executed. And they happen to be white. And most of them happen to be farmers.
Let me clarify that, because what you saw, the speeches that were being made, one, that is not government policy. Our government policy is completely, completely against what he was saying.
Extraordinary meeting in the Oval Office, South African leader and President Trump. You saw he played that video. Washington Post writes it this way. Trump confronts South African president over violence against white farmers, while President Ramaphosa and several of his deputies sought to agree with Trump that violence is an epidemic concern. They also noted that it is a problem all across South Africa, not just in rural areas, certainly not just against white people. They blamed the violence on criminality and denied President Trump's claim that the government itself is responsible for the murder of white farmers. But there was a lot there. Let's bring in our panel. Martha McCallum, anchor and executive editor of The Story with Martha McCallum. Harris Faulkner, anchor of The Faulkner Focus, co-host of Outnumbered. And Harold Ford Jr., former Tennessee congressman and co-host of The Five. I need two titles. It's just down the road. Okay, all right. Martha, what did you make of that
I'll say one thing. I mean, the Oval Office meeting between foreign leaders has become a whole new game on
genre.
Experience. So you better come in here like you're preparing for debate prep, right? You got to game this whole thing up. So this South African leader, aside from the facts of the situation, which you just laid out, he came in there with two famous South African golfers and a businessman, and Trump raised him a video and a silent Elon Musk, and also one of your guys says that his own mother was attacked on her farm. So, I mean, you just sort of watched the chips falling, and it did not fall in this South African president's favor. It was a really stunning moment, but, you know, I don't know what he's going to do to upstage the video in this case after the Zelensky tete-a-tete, but you better be ready if you're walking in there as a foreign leader.
If you're coming in, Harold.
So good to be with you. I have a slightly different point of view. I don't know why you bring leaders into the White House if you want to have those kind of conversations publicly. I think if you need to have tough conversations that need to be had, hard truths need to be told, then you do that in private. I think the conversation with Zelensky, I'm not sure everything we've gotten out of it. We still don't have a rare earth minerals deal. We still have the war going.
We have a deal. We got a rare earth deal, but we don't have a deal.
We don't have an end to the conflict and to the hostilities. And I think the rare earth minerals deal is going to be hard to
implement,
come together until we get that done. This instance here, I just don't think the president was right. You have a history. I think the president's overlooking a little bit. There was a history of white rule in that country that they're trying their hardest over the last 30 to 35 years to overcome. The great leader in all of that was Mandela. He was the one who, when he passed, he said resentment is like a toxicity that you think you're getting, is poisonous, you think you're giving to your enemies when you really are just destroying yourself. If I were president, there's no doubt there's violence there. But to say, to make this a racial thing, I don't think the president's a racist, but I think it reeked and it smelled and it yelled of a little racial component. And I never want to talk about race, but I just didn't like that. I thought there was a better way to do it.
And the golfers were Retief Goosen and Ernie Els.
Great golfers.
And they they spoke about their own personal thoughts about it. And Johan Rupert, who is the chairman of Richemont, the luxury goods, a billionaire in South Africa, also talked in that room.
Look, when Retief talked about his aging family
and how he and his family had grown up on farms in South Africa. I mean, I thought it was very telling that he included everyone in those crimes as victims, whites and blacks. In fact, what I was impressed by in this meeting, and I always am with President Trump, because it looks like it's going downhill. Where are we going on this? And then all of a sudden, I saw something I have not seen. And I've been to South Africa a couple of times. Joburg, by the way, where they're Johannesburg, where they're going to hold this G20 summit, is one of the most dangerous places on the planet the last time I was there years ago. So they have a problem. But I was so impressed by the fact that this president got people of oppositional parties, some of whom have direct hands on situations where those crimes are bursting out of control. In the same room, talking to each other, talking to each president, looking for accountability, having to own some themselves. The president of South Africa screaming out, "Where is this video from? Where are those caskets? What is this? What is that?" I believe him when he says, "I've never seen it." Because it takes somebody like a President Trump who really, I mean, he's got different goals than you do. I don't think he's running a popularity contest with the president of South Africa.
No, he
wants to do a deal. Right. And then you get them in that same Oval Office screaming, "We need money from America. We want to do a deal." It's like a campaign commercial.
Mm-hmm. All right, panel, thanks so much.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report. Both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.